that we in our second year crossing the threshold. So good morning to our TMC family. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We will go before prayer now. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. And happy birthday, happy anniversary for your 5 years. Shout that out to Godmother Dorothy Cook. Father God, we are just eternally grateful. We thank you for this day that you have made. We thank and praise you, O God, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank and praise you for sustaining this call through the 2 years that we have been together. Father, we thank and praise you for allowing us to step over into the third year. We are better together, Lord. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God. We thank and praise you, oh Lord, that they listened to your voice and said yes, and that you sustained them, for your word tells us that you to be strong and of good courage, and you will be with us wherever we go. So thank you for being with them wherever they go. Thank you for increasing them. Thank you for raining favor down on them, oh God. Father, thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, who because of them, we are all here today. We thank you, Lord, for how you have done the above and beyond in their lives. Oh, Father God, please continue to build up Papa Diaz de Leon. Please continue to encourage them. Please continue to order their footsteps in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for Godmother Dorothy Cook as she celebrates her five-year anniversary here on with Artists International. Oh, God, we just thank you that she has spread the message far and wide, and many have been blessed by it. Oh, Lord, that you continue to order her footsteps, continue to bless her with wisdom as she goes forth to be the minister in the marketplace, as she goes forth being that Harriet Tubman, bringing people into their destiny, into their purpose in life. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for each and every caller on the TMC, that you would bless our callers indeed, oh Lord. Father, we thank you for the TMC team, Lord. We thank you that you are sending forth prayer warriors to us. We thank and praise that you're sending forth people to ministers to bring forth the word. Now, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that this call will go forth with clarity, that this Satan has no purpose, no plan, no place on this call. He has already been kicked out and his cohorts. And every word that is said today will be nourishment to our soul. We thank you for Minister Robin, who will bring the word. Enrich her, oh God. Encourage her, oh Lord. Father, we thank you that you've already downloaded in her what she needs to, what we need to hear. And then fill her up. Again, we pray. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. And we thank you that prayer is the key. And with that faith, it will unlock the door to wherever you, whatever you have for us, according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family, and I will now turn you over to our host, Sister Tammy. And again, please support our dear evangelist, Gwen Beatty. Thank you. Out to you, Sister Tammy.
Good morning, everyone. This is Tiffany from Inglewood, California. It is indeed a pleasure to greet each one of you on this Friday, and we are definitely filled with faith, and we thank God for each of you who have dialed into the Master's call this morning. But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayers come before you, God. And that's the scripture that this call stands on. It can be found in Psalm 88:13. And we pray that as you go through your day that you would say that scripture throughout your day and know that God will answer every single prayer. So we thank you for joining us on the line this morning. If you're visiting for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. We pray that you would continue to listen in every day to the Master's call. As Willa said, we are definitely lifting up Sister Gwen Beatty, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, in prayer. And we want to visit her website, or if you want to send her some artist products in the mail, she definitely would appreciate it. Anything is better than nothing. And you just sow the seed and allow God to do the rest. And that website for Gwen Beatty is www.fillabottlesavealife.com. And if you want her address, you could also find that information there on her website as well. So we thank you for being a blessing to the kingdom of God. Thank you, Evangelist Gwen Beatty. We also are celebrating our godmother, Dorothy Cook. Today is her anniversary, and we thank God for her. We thank God that she decided to make Artists International a place where she was able to change her life. So Dorothy Cook, if you are out there, Godmother Dorothy Cook, Platinum President of Artists International, we celebrate you today. We thank you for you have paved the way for many of us here on this line and others who are not to make artists, an appointment with artists, change our lives. So we thank you for your yes. We thank you for your dedication, and we thank you for your faithfulness. And while I am speaking about Platinum President Dorothy Cook, I invite each one of you to join us on the motivation call immediately following this call. Some of you may be leaving and some of you may be staying to give your prayer and praise reports, because this is Friday and that's what we do here on the Master's Call. But if you will be leaving us and going to the motivation call, that number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Once again, 539-598-POUND. If you are an artist distributor on the line this morning, thank you for joining us. And we say check your back office for any announcements and updates. And also on the motivation call, they will give you any pertinent information that pertains to your business. So we thank you for joining us. We have been looking and searching and inquiring and asking for prayer intercessors here on the Master's Call. If you're interested in being a prayer intercessor, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, we invite you to utilize our Gmail address, and that's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we also have a website for this call, and you can visit www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages have been archived since October the 25th, 2010, and this is a week of celebration as we celebrated our anniversary birthday on yesterday, and we are excited to know that we will continue to enrich, empower, and enhance lives as we begin our day here on the TMC. So I hope you have your pen and your notebook, your Bible, and you're ready to dive in to what the Lord would have to say through Elder Robin Wilson this morning. As we know, she is in that wonderful state of New Jersey. She is a wonderful, wonderful, awesome person. She is our prayer general here on the Master's Call. Her heart is to build the kingdom of God. She is a kingdom builder and a world changer, and I thank God for her in this time and season. I thank God for the series that she has been pouring into us on prayer and how to do it, how to say it, and how to make it happen in our lives. So at this time, without further ado, it is my honor and my pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than Elder Robin Wilson at this time. Elder Robin Wilson, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
I can, loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Thank you, and I love you, sis, very much. Well, thank you so much for greeting the people. I love prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door Friday. And thank you for that prayer, which cleared the atmosphere as we get ready to hear the word of God. Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, thank you. I love you. Godmother, congratulations and praise the Lord for 5 years. And just as Tiffany said, family, we are going to continue with prayer. That's what the Lord has put on my heart, and it has been changing my life. It's been changing the lives of others. And it's a blessing when you know that you're sensitive to the voice of God and you hear what he's saying to you and you know that your steps are ordered by him. Because, Willa, you must have been right here with me as I was studying the Word of God. My scriptures that we're going to be standing on is found in Hebrews 11. The first one is verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. And then the second one will also be verse 6, same chapter. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, and that means God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. us as believers sold out to the Lord, knowing that he moves and he expects us to use his word, that's what we're going to do. And we're going to be praying for our children. Prayer is the key. And this time, prayer will be for our children. And as you know, we continue to study on prayer. Many of you either have a child or you know of a child. That child could be young. That child may be innocent. It could be an older child. Maybe it's someone that's struggling. Maybe it's someone who is in a rebellious state. Maybe they left home. They're living at home. They're away at school. They could even be incarcerated. Whatever that blank is, you fill it in for you or that child that you're thinking about. And whatever that circumstance is that they may be going through, they need our prayer. They need us to pray the word of God, believe it by faith, so that God's word will go forward in their lives and change, eradicate the situation that's going on, so that they can come into the full knowledge of who God is. And you may also be feeling helpless. You can be frustrated as you watch them. You may be angry. You may even be unsure. You may be saying to yourself, what is going on? All blank is just coming forward in my child's life or in this child's life, and it needs to stop. So you know what? It has to stop. You speak it. Don't be moved by the situation. We call those things that be not as though they were. So don't be moved by what you see in the natural, because everything in the natural is subject to change. Prayer works. Prayer is the key. It has to be based on the word of God. And Isaiah 55:11, one of my favorite scriptures, it says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. When you pray the word of God, that word is coming forward out of your mouth. The word of God we know is God. Remember, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. The word is true. The word is alive. So when you're praying it, it can't be canceled. It can't be void. It has to accomplish what you have sent it to do, and it's going to prosper. When you speak it, you're sending it forward to your children, knowing that we, each one of us, we have the opportunity to establish the word of God here on this earth, to establish that word in the life of another individual, to establish that word, to send it forward. There's no space. There's no time between the word of God. We can send the word. We can decree the word. We can proclaim the word, and it has to go. It has to accomplish what we sent it to do. God told us that. It's his reputation. It's his word. He said it. All we have to do is just implement it, believe it, act on it, speak it. So let's make a decision. Let's give a voice to the word when we send it forward. Psalm 103, verses 20 through 21, it says that we are to enforce truth. We are to reveal the benefit of heeding his word. And the word says, bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. That's number 20. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. So when we hear the word of God, we're sending it forward. The angels, they are acting on our behalf. Praise God for that. They hear the word. They have to heed the word. We're doing a good pleasure of the Lord. So the angel is going to go forward and enforce that word. So when you're sitting there in doubt, those angels can't move. They're saying to themselves, oh, my gosh, I'm waiting for the word. I'm waiting for the word. When are they going to speak the word? Yes, they're upset. Yes, they're hurting. Yes, they're angry. But I got to hear the word. So send the word, family. Speak the word. decree the word, proclaim the word. And listen to this. When Daniel prayed, he needed an answer. And when the angel came forward, the angel said, as soon as you began to pray, an answer was given, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. As soon as he prayed, here's another translation. The moment you began praying, a command was given. The moment we pray, a command is given. Here's another translation. At the beginning of your pleas, TMC family, your plea for mercy, a word went out. Here's another one. Glory to God. At the beginning of your supplications, the command was issued. At the beginning of the supplications, the commandment came forth. As you began to make your request, a reply was sent. Hallelujah. At the beginning of your supplication, the command came forth. So as soon as you send it, the answer was given. The command was given. The word went out. The command was issued. A reply was sent. So that's what we're going to do on behalf of our children. We're going to speak the word. We're going to believe the word. And we know that it's going forward. We know a reply has been sent. We know that it's going to be activated. We know God is going to do the work that he said he would do in his word. Make sure it doesn't return void. All you got to do is speak it. So when we pray for our children, sometimes, you know what? It may even get worse before it gets better. But that's okay. We're not going to be moved by what we see. We're not going to be moved by what the judge may be saying. We're not going to be moved by the things that they're doing because we know that God's word is going forward. We know that the devil is a liar. We know the word will not return void. The word is going to accomplish everything that it was sent to do in the mighty name of Jesus. You want to pray that your children will come into the knowledge of who God is, and they will get understanding. Remember the word said, when you train up a child in the way that they are to go, when they grow old, when they get older, they will not depart. Remember the prodigal son came home. He came back. He had to go out there and find out on his own, but he came back. His father took him back. And that's how God loves us no matter what. He will take them back. You've spoken the word. A foundation was set. That word is not going to return void. They will be back in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 32:27 says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? There is nothing too hard for him. He is telling you, Evangelist Gwen, there is nothing too hard for your God. You know that it is, and it will be done in the name of Jesus. So when we decree it, when we pray the word, when we believe it, and we know it, it will be done. Because there's nothing that's too hard for God, and that's the most important thing. It's his word, and there is not one thing that is too hard for him. So we're going to start off with a real simple prayer, and as I said, we pray the word. You may say to yourself, I don't know what to pray. Find a scripture, stand on it, speak it, watch God work in that situation. Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 21, and I want you to insert the name of a child, of someone you know, whether they're yours or not. You are one of those people who have imparted into their life. You may not have given birth to them biologically, but you are imparting life into them by speaking the word of God. And Paul told us that the God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. I speak that daily over my children, over my nephews. I thank you, Lord, that you have given them the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Reveal your word to them, Lord, so that they will know who you are. I thank you that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. And you may be saying to yourself, I don't know what some of these words mean. That's okay. Look them up. Look them up so you know what you're praying. Hallelujah. That you may know, that my children will know what is the hope. What is the hope of his calling for their life? What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? They belong to him. So, yes, his hope, the riches of his glory in the inheritance of the saints. What is the exceeding greatness? What is the greatness, Lord God, of your power toward them, my children who believe, my children who may not even believe yet? So if you have an unbelieving child, you call those things that be not as though they were. That veil of darkness removed from their eyes. Sometimes our family members can't even receive from us things. So you pray that somebody else will come along, will be able to speak the word into their life, where they'll be able to receive that word. And yes, they too will find out what the exceeding greatness of God's power is toward them, according to the working of his mighty power. So we're going to partner with God. We're going to give substance to his word. We're going to give a voice to his word. And we know that when we do that, that his word will go forward. We're going to continue with different scriptures. And we know that as soon as we begin to pray, an answer is given. As soon as you begin to pray, the command was given. At the beginning of your pleas for mercy, the word went out. At the beginning of your supplication, the command was issued. At the beginning, when you made your request, a reply was sent. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be, it will be, and it is done. Saith God, in Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sis.
Thank you. God bless you. What a profound word this morning. Thank you. Thank you for that message so on time for so many of us to pray over our children. A lot of times we cannot control what they do and how they do it, but we know that God is in control. And one thing that I do know is that the word of God wins. So thank you so much for that profound prayer. I'm going to ask Minister Tammy if she would come to the line this morning and go ahead and pray over our prayer request at this time. Are you there?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Good morning. I'm here. Good morning to everyone here on the Master's Call. Happy birthday. And thank God for the word this morning for prayer for Minister Robin. Let us go to the throne room to our Father. Father God, we come before your throne of grace this morning. Father, a merciful God, we know that you are. We're thanking you, Lord, for this new day. Thanking you, Father, that prayer, our prayers come before you in the morning. Father, we are thanking you for being a gracious God, for waking us up this morning, for being a mighty God. Lord, we're thanking you for being an awesome God. We're thanking you for being our Jehovah Jireh. We're thanking you for being, Lord God, our provider, our strength, Lord God. We're thanking you for being our shield, our refuge, and our fortress, Father. We are thanking you, Lord God, for all of the goodness, oh God, and the mercy that you've given us, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Father, as we come to you this morning, we ask you to forgive all of our sins, Lord God, for all those who are on the line, known and unknown this morning, Lord. As we cry out to you, Lord God, we know that as Minister Robin has said, as soon as we cry out, the moment that we cry out your name, God, all the command is given, Lord God. We lift up to you this morning, Lord God, our prayer requests, Father, those known and unknown, those spoken and unspoken. Father, we lift up to you Richard Gordon and Sean Gordon. Father God, we speak right now. We speak complete healing and release right now based on the word of Genesis 1 and 28 and Luke 10 and 19. Divine deliverance from every addiction, from nicotine, alcohol, cocaine, heroin, hallucinogens, and any other form of drug addiction. Father, we speak right now that those binding spirits have no more authority over these men of God. We call them men of valor. Hallelujah. Father, we speak right now that the money, the resources, the finances come in for Regina Williams. Hallelujah. Father, we speak right now that it comes in from the north, south, east, and west. Hallelujah. God shall supply every need. Hallelujah. For Regina Williams, for Sarah. Hallelujah. For Leslie Stowers. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we pray the word, we believe the word, and we receive the word. Hallelujah. According to Hebrews 10 and 22, I draw near to you. Hallelujah. Leslie draws near to you. Deacon Willis draws near to you. Jackie Smith draws near to you. Ricky Smith draws near to you. Danielle draws near to you, Father God. And Sharon draws near to you, Father God. Evangelist Gwen Beatty draws near to you, Lord God. Joni draws near to you, Father God. Prophet Panquita Carter draws near to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith and having their heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and their body washed with pure water. Father, I speak divine deliverance, divine healing and regression of all cancer, all prostate symptoms, Father God, all cancer, all stroke symptoms, hallelujah, multiple sclerosis, hallelujah, and any unknown illness, because they all have to bow. They all have to bow to the name of Jesus. This is the name above all names, hallelujah. Father God, by your stripes, they have already been healed, hallelujah. So we speak complete deliverance. We command stroke symptoms to leave. We command cancer to leave now, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and any other type of cancer. Every radical cell, Lord God, every abnormal cell, we command you to leave their body now in the name of Jesus. I speak to their very DNA and command you to line up according to your heavenly protocol. Line up to the word of God. Hallelujah. I demand that your body perform a hallelujah in normalcy, normalcy, normalcy in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the word which is going out. We thank you, Lord, for the command. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are a God who is faithful to your word, and it will never return unto you void. We call in the salvation for Ricky Smith, Father, and we thank you that we seal the salvation of those who have come to know you and have confessed you as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We lift these prayer requests up to you, Lord God. We lift up to you now our own minister, Robin. Give her strength, Lord God, as she continues to do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bring in every resource. Hallelujah. We speak unity and peace over her. Father God, we know that you poured into her and she's poured out into us. Father, bless her exceedingly abundantly above all that she can think or imagine. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every caller, hallelujah, that falls under the sound of my voice. We cover them by the blood of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, that you have heard and that you have answered. I decree and declare it to be so in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for that strategic and powerful manifestation prayer. God bless you. If you have missed any part of this call, then I invite you to use our replay number, 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code that you used to dial into this call this morning. We thank God for each of you who have dialed into the Master's call, and as we say, we pray, our prayer is that you will accept and obey the will of God, the call of God that he has on your life, and that as you go out this day and through this weekend, that you will be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. At this time, Minister Robin, if you would come and give us the benediction. Remember, do not hang up. If you would like to give your prayer requests and praise reports, if you will be leaving us to go to the motivation call, we say God bless you. Godmother Dorothy Cook, we celebrate you. Happy 5th Artist International Anniversary to you. God bless you, and may he continue to elevate you to higher and higher heights. God bless you. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We honor you. We extol your greatness. There is nothing else to be said because you are great. You are God all by yourself. Your word is not going to return void. And as it was prayed, as it was believed, as it was proclaimed, go forward and have your way in the lives of your people this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Willa. for opening us up and greeting us this morning in prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Tammy, for praying over the prayer request. And thank you, Minister Robin, for that phenomenal, profound word and for closing us out with the benediction. So at this time, it's time for us to take your prayer request and your praise report. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the line over to Dr. Vanessa, our founder, for the Master's Call. Are you there?
I am there. Thank you. As my co-founder would say, Minister Tiffany, for doing such a super fantastic job hosting the people of God. And wow, prayer warrior general, Minister Robin, an awesome word, strategic word, instructional word for us to pray with the PAGA prayer. That's the prayers that hit the mark. We love and appreciate you. And we, of course, again, celebrate our ability to cover and to pray in our honor to lift up your prayer requests and to celebrate with you in your praise report. And thank you, Minister Tammy, for doing just that. And at the beginning of the call, Minister Willa, we thank you for alerting and asking God's people to support in our cause. You know, Dr. PK and I were praying and talking about the questions we've been getting from so many of you all. How do we celebrate with you? Specifically your two-year birthday. And the best birthday gift you can give the Master's Call is to support our sister, Evangelist Gwen Beatty. We're asking each and every one of you, I know some of you have to hop on and go on, but we're asking you for real, today, to plant that seed. Many of you all do want to send product, and that's great because she definitely needs that. But the whole goal of this campaign is to fill a bottle, save a life. And she has to have these bottles that are $250 each. So with even just all the people left on the line, if each one of you would do $3, $5, something, and even those of you who are going to send product, send the product, that's great, but still tuck in. I'm going to be like President Obama when I get bombarded with 5-10 emails a day from them. None of them ask for more than $3, $4, $5. We're going to ask you to do the same thing, to still also send a gift and make that a priority today, because she's in a pivotal place in her fight, and we know from the Word of God she's already won. But that's the appeal of the founders, to celebrate our birthday. And we're going to do it again on Monday at the beginning so that we make sure everybody hears that we really, really, really want you today to go to www.fillabottlesavealife.com and then do battle with your giving and, of course, your prayers for our own sister, Evangelist Gwen Beatty. All righty. I see my sister who wants to go to Israel again on the line. And we've been praying her prayer request. So, Miss Regina, the floor is yours. Welcome to the call this morning.
Good morning. I'm the first one I see. Good morning. Happy anniversary. Oh, my gosh. I think I've been with you for about a year and a half. Where has the time gone?
I know.
It is absolutely amazing and awesome that God has blessed you with being on this call for 2 years, blessing us and giving us the word that we need to help us to move forward in our lives. And God has just been doing some awesome things. For those who had heard before, back in February, February 22nd and March the 2nd, I went to Israel. That was my sixth missions trip, and I've been on many different places, and I've always said that I wanted to stay 2 or 3 months to really do some real missions work, or even longer, but never had the opportunity of taking care of my mom for 20 years and then taking care of my dad 2 years before they both passed, and then taking care of the house and then taking care of the dog and taking care of everything else. And God blessed me to actually go ahead and leave the house. So I moved out of the house that I've been in for 38 years. And I was looking for an apartment when my girlfriend kept telling me, why don't you just put everything in storage? And I finally listened to her. And as soon as I said yes, the Lord told me to go to Israel, that I had no obligations and that all my things would be in storage and I didn't have anything to worry about, and now would be the time to go. And so I'm called to go to Haifa, Israel. If you remember, that's where David left the Ark of the Covenant with his cousin, because I couldn't go on with the journey. And since that time, Haifa has been a very a rich and blessed place, but there are many survivors of the Holocaust that are there. These are people that in their 70s and their 80s now that really are still devastated and going through from way back in the 30s and the 40s, rather. In any case, the Lord has called me to go. I will be there for 2 or 3 months. I will be working with these families with an organization called Return to Zion, and it will be absolutely amazing. I set up a website for the details and for donations. I need to raise $5,000. I leave December the 2nd, so it's right around the corner. I plan on being there and just flying straight to Extravaganza. I will be there for my big 5-0 birthday, which would be amazing, and just doing the work of the Lord, connecting myself with Messianic Jews. And so my website is www.alifestylechange.com, alifestylechange.com. So if anyone feels led, amen, it would be a blessing. And thank you. And then just pray for my team as I'm gone. I know China will be coming back and forth to Chicago, working with my team while I'm gone. So that's a blessing. And then we're having a Super Saturday this Saturday. So, amen.
Amen. Well, you know you got our prayers, and you know you got seeds that will be coming your way. We are a TSC family that is not just about talk. Love is action. And I'm just excited that you're planting that seed of your time, your talents, and your gift to go to a strategic place. God told us He'll bless those who bless Israel. So thank you so much. We love you, and I'll definitely be getting with you. All righty. Next we have 773-731. Sister Wanda, you're
Hi.
Up.
Praise the Lord. Good morning and happy anniversary. And, oh, God, it's just so good. I thank Him for the word. I thank Him for everybody. But I want to give a praise report, and I do have some prayer requests. My dad, I had asked for prayer for my dad, and he's doing well. Nobody have to stay with him anymore. He's able to go for little walks. My mom said he was walking. He took a few steps in the suite, in their suite, the senior suite, and he's talking good. And I just thank God for what God is doing and what He's going to do. And so I will be taking him to dinner. I told him we going to dinner, lunch, or breakfast. You choose. And it's just going to be me and you the first time. And so God is just good. He is just good. And I just thank God for TMC. I just love that title, The Master's Call. And then when you say, go out and be a minister in the marketplace. And I tell you, I just been having a good time. But, oh, praise the Lord. Okay, give my prayer request.
Okay. Well, we love to do this one.
Oh, boy, I love y'all so much. I can't wait to meet y'all face to face. But I want to pray for Dakala Jackson.
Spell it, please.
D-E-C-A-R-L-A.
Okay.
Jackson. And her mom died, and I just see depression and, you know, the grief all over her. And she's isolating herself. She's not talking to anybody. And the second prayer request is for Yolanda. She needs her credit restored. She was in a domestic violent relationship, and she left the apartment, so now her credit is bad, and she needs an apartment. And let me see. The third one is, I want prayer for myself, you know, for God's perfect will to be done in my life. and also my family. Since my dad was sick, it has brought us closer together. So we're going to meet Saturday and go out to dinner, and I thank God for that because we never went out all together. So God is good. And that's all. I love you all, and God bless you all richly.
Same to you, and thank you for the honor of praying for these praise reports, and thank God for the prayer requests also, and know that we will be standing in the gap for you. We're going to 347-223. You're up.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa and family. Happy, happy anniversary. And I pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you. And this line will just continue on and never stops. This is Deborah calling from New York. I am just blessed to be on this call every day. I may not speak, but I'm just being blessed by this call daily. I want to give a praise report. I have been asking for prayer for my daughter, Jessica, over the months for her walk with God and the jobs. And I just want to give a praise report that she's just growing stronger and stronger in the Lord. And I just thank God that she's going to church a lot more, getting the word. And I see how God is moving in her life. She is getting job offers. So I'm just believing God that the job that He desires for her to have, that she will be able to receive that job. Now, my prayer request this morning, I have two prayer requests. One is for World Changes Church International and my pastor, just to keep us in prayer. I'm quite sure that some of you heard what happened over the last 2 days of the church. Keep us in prayer for God's strength and his peace among us. And I'm also praying for my brother, Andrew, who lives out in Georgia, and his family. He is a retired military worker, and he had served in the Gulf War, and the effects of that is now on him. He's having some challenges in his body with his muscles. So I'm asking God for healing for him and healing in his relationships because he's just not been the same since he came back home, very locked up, very arrogant, and militant, even with discipline in his children. So I'm asking for healing in his mind, his spirit, and his body, healing in relationships, my relationship with him, because he doesn't speak to me. I don't know what the issues are, but I believe God for reconciliation, and that the plan of God for his finances in his business and whatever he's supposed to do financially to provide for his family, that God will reveal it to him, and household salvation for him, his wife, and his two boys.
Wow, okay. Well, we will definitely, yes, I saw in the news with Pastor Creflo Dollar, World Changers, I did see that and immediately called some of my friends who are prayer warriors in that church, and we have definitely been lifting up the woman at the altar. She was really there in prayer, and someone out of his mind came in shooting, and she died. So that is something that I know did rattle that church, and even should rattle the body of Christ to the core, where we have people coming into the house of the Lord with no fear, and mentally he had challenges. So we are definitely lifting up World Changers and covering Pastor Creflo Dollar when he's preaching the kind of word he is and changing so many lives. Remember, I've been teaching you all on Mondays about the accelerated demonic activity during Halloween and how we have to just cover each other so much more. So thank you so much, Deborah, for that prayer request. And we definitely have already and will continue to accelerate in our prayer for your brother. And I so appreciate you always being on the line. That means so much to each and every one of us. Next, we're going to go to also 347-517. You're up. 347-517-4873.
Hello.
Hello, you're up.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why my number's showing up that way, Pastor Vanessa. Good morning. It's Angela Hill in Alexandria, Virginia.
Good morning, sweetheart.
I don't know what's going on with the number, but anyway, praise God for you guys. I just wanted to say I love love this call. It is part of my heart, my life. If I'm not on or I get disconnected, it's just not, my day is just not the same. I'm just praising God for the group of women that have congregated to make this call happen and how we all continue to get on. I just thank God for you all. It's like my blood is boiling with excitement today. I'm just praising God for the morning call.
Amen. Well, we love you. We appreciate you and your entire family. And I love to hear that energy in your voice, knowing how you're just growing and soaring every day. So we appreciate you and thank you so much for being there for us and to continue as we cross over into our 2 years that are continuing to go and soar. Well, our last prayer request we're going to take so that everybody can hop on the other call, because we do want to be a part of the 5-year celebration of our godmother Dorothy Cook today. But we are not going to get off this call without hearing from the evangelist Gwen Beatty from Chicago. The floor is yours.
Yes, it is. God bless everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I love you all, and I'm so glad that I can just get a word in to say a praise report and a testimony and a prayer request. As I'm laying up here in this hospital bed, I have to still give God the glory, the praise, and the honor that I have two ulcers here, and you all be praying for my speedy recovery. I'm glad that we found quickly what was going on, and, you know, the test came back regarding my liver, so I want you all to be praying. I'm so grateful to God. I'm so at rest in the Lord. I'm so at peace that God is taking care of his business and rescuing me and delivering me from all things. And I was so excited after the call on yesterday. Minister Willard got down here to this hospital and got this LaVie in me. And I got you all know how I'm on the green juice, and I'm waiting for them to come and take my blood now because they wanted to give me a blood transfusion. But the Lord has kept me 3 months from having it, and I'm going to believe God in a few minutes. You all be standing with me that that's not going to happen. One of my praise reports also is because I have run out of the medicine. You know, I have put in a prayer request for the financial breakthrough that I needed, and my doctor called me on yesterday, and she told me that she was going to order some of the powder form of the pills that I was taking, and she was going to pay for it out of her own discretionary funds. To God be the glory for the things he has done. And she's coming to see me shortly, and I'm bringing a good report that God is still a healer. You know, I'm battling, but I'm building. And I'm confident that he who has started a good work in me is going to perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. Amber, I love you, and those who have called and say you're going to continue to hold me up with the right hand of his righteousness in prayer and in love and action through your seed. You don't know at this time how this is penetrating my spirit. I couldn't be on the call to give you the word of the Lord, but I want to let you all know that we are exhibiting, we are in a season of visitation before the Lord. It's not about what man's saying. It's what does God have to say about your situation. And I just love you all. I didn't want to leave this weekend without putting out there for you all to know how to pray for me. No, I wanted to, you know, everybody giving me instruction from the sideline, but I know what God said. And I know that this too is going to pass and that I'm going to have a full victory. My body feels strong again this morning, and I'm believing God that they'll let me out of here today and that I will just go and declare continuously the works of the Lord, because he is doing a great work in me. And for my son, I thank Dr. Vanessa for ministering to him, my pastor here in Chicago, and apostle for ministering to him, because he got upset here at this hospital. But don't you know God know how to fix a thing? Had just a private time, so he and the physicians can talk, and the pastors, and God has continued to turn things around in my family and bring reconciliation. You don't know how he's going to do it. He'll use everything for his glory. But I just want to let you all know that I'm still hot and on fire for the Lord. And I love each and every last one of you. I'm on the seventh floor and my mother on the fourth floor. But do you know we still telling people about God? Get a chance to minister to a nurse who grandmother passed, and woman just broke down in here on her knees and just gave God some glory. So many things I have been, like Sister Willis said, I've been ministering up here that people was wondering who was the patient because I don't wear no hospital gown. My son bought my own gown. People was asking me, what was the patient and was I going on? I trust God, and I know his track record is good with the baby and Wilson family. So I just want to say hello to everybody this morning. I love you, Dr. Vanessa. You all can hit www.fillabottlesavealife. I would love it because you know it's needed. And for those of you who have given, I love you because you all have helped keep me alive with your prayers. You've kept keep me alive with your financial seed. And God is showing that he's still making a way. So I love you. I honor you. And I just want to say good morning and give those praise reports and testimony and prayer all at the same time. So God bless you all and congratulations, Godmother. They're coming to get me shortly, so I won't be on the call. But I love you, I appreciate you, and I pray many, many more breakthroughs as you continue to you and Gail Mathis. Gail Mathis don't know how she blessed me with that word, and I'll talk about that at another time. But God bless you all, and I'll talk to you next time.
Amen. All righty. Well, we've heard her voice sounding strong and celebrating with you, and we have the prayer request, and let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you, intelligent Holy Spirit, for ministering to the needs and desires as we celebrate life, as we celebrate you, as we honor your word, as we pray with specificity, knowing that with the PAGA prayer, the prayer that hits the mark, the bullseye prayer, with the accuracy of the Holy Ghost, we come before you. Now, Father, we lift up the request of Regina. We thank you that you are her Jehovah Yuri, Jehovah Jireh. We call in all the provision for the vision, for this trip in December, $5,000 is nothing for you. So we thank you that even now, from the north, south, east, and west, the finances come. Father, she desires to be your hand extended, to be your light in a dark place in Israel. So I thank you that you're ordering her steps. The favor of God is on her. I thank you for her team and Platinum President Chyna Bentley in her stead and the upcoming Super Saturday this weekend, that all these things are working together for her good and her transition to celebrate her 50 years of life in your holy land. We thank you for Wanda. We celebrate with her how you moved in her father's life and continued healing we send toward him. And we lift up to Carla. Depression is a name, and we break your stronghold off of her in the name of Jesus. Father, teach her how to celebrate the days that she had with her mother. And even though her mother has transitioned, remind her that she will see her again. Let her use those times as a platform, as a board to share hope and to share joy with others. Father, surround her. Send laborers across Dakara's path who will speak life to her and life more abundantly to her spirit, to her soul. We lift up Yolanda. We thank you that credit is nothing but a name that you can adjust and align and correct and give her favor in spite of. When creditors don't even know why they're going on to give her favor, you touched the heart of the king. You said his heart was in your hand. Father, thank you for her transition out of her situation of domestic violence. She needs an apartment. Order her steps. Give her the favor. Let her know that you still are ruling and reigning and involved in her life, intervening. Now, Father, I speak the wisdom of God for better choices, for godly choices. Father, that she repents for choices and did not line up with you and gets excited that the blood of Jesus clean the slate so that she can go on and be all you called her to be. We rejoice with Wanda as you have used what the devil meant for bad, the sickness of her dad, to be a lightning rod to pull the family together. So we thank you for the unity in the family, the unity in spirit. And as they come together, fellowshipping, breaking bread together, remind them of the love of Christ that is shed abroad in their hearts first and across to others. Oh, we thank you for Deborah. We thank you with the praise report with her daughter Jessica and how she's growing stronger in you, Lord, in the church, in favor on her job. We send continually specific prayers to cover Dr. Creflo Dollar and World Changers Ministry. Father, for the family that lost that member who was shot dead at the altar praying, and Father, for that entire church family, Father, remind them of the many stories of the Christians of old who sacrificed, who were martyrs for you. Now we just thank you that the peace of God, when we don't understand, when it doesn't make any sense, oh, we hold on to the horns of the altar and allow you to carry us when we don't even know how to walk through this troubling time. Put the blood of Jesus on the doorpost of World Changers, on the doorpost of Dr. Creflo Dollar, on the doorpost of every members of their heart, and for the body of Christ. Father, this season of Halloween, we curse the darkness and we light the world with your word. We continue to pray for her brother Andrew, the effects of the Gulf War. Touch his body. Send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to his emotions. Father, healing virtue. Father, for the many soldiers who came back damaged in ways that we're still trying to wrap our arms around, the blood of Jesus we apply for relationships to be restored. We curse and cancel and sever at the root the assignment of the enemy that would cause division and distress and discontent in her family. Father, we stand in the gap for Wanda, that you will move. Deborah, that you will move and that you will show yourself big and pull that family back together. Heal her brother Andrew, his relationship with his children. Oh, Father, again, what the devil has meant for bad, you are turning it around for good. And we just thank you for Angela and her family and continue to celebrate the great things you're doing in her and through her as she opens her mouth and is the beacon of light and is your minister in the marketplace. And Father, we thank you for Evangelist Gwen Beatty, and we thank you that Evangelist, no matter where she is going to give the testimony of the goodness of Jesus. So we continue to believe you and trust in your word and send the healing virtue of God to her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We call her healed and whole in you. Ulcers, you're a name, and you must bow to the name of Jesus. We thank you, liver. You must line up, perform, function, and operate according to the divine order of God. Father, we thank you that there will be no need for blood transfusion. Continue to send those artist products away. Move on the hearts of our TMC family to send the finances, the faith, and the provision so that we are all a part of helping our sister win this battle. Oh, and we thank you for our godmother today, Gloria Tay. I'm sorry for Dorothy Cook. We thank you that you have allowed her through Gloria Tay to enter into artists 5 years ago. And Father, over 600,000 people have come in through her downline and have been affected, touched, many lives heal and hold, and continue to cover her, speak wisdom to her. And Father, bring in others to understand that artists is a tool, it's a bridge. And even on this TMC call where it's all about the master, we wrap these prayer requests up in your word, celebrating that your will be done, your kingdom come, submitted to the way, sensitive that you want to get it done. So, Father, as we leave this call, but not ever your presence, we go out this weekend worshiping you. We go out celebrating your word. We go out being your ministers in the marketplace, knowing we can do it better all together. And until we come again, on the next Monday. We will stand firm, faithful, and focused, decreeing that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare ourselves victorious. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to go on and end the call right there. Thank you for hosts and greeters and prayer warriors and everybody involved on this call and our TNC family. So excited that so many of you all are still on the line. But we're encouraging you again to hop on the other call. And I'm getting my phone blown up with them trying to get me over there. But I'm still excited about our TMC family, understanding the power of prayer. That's a pillar of this call. So go out and make it happen for you and your family. And we look forward to hearing you on Monday when yours truly will continue to teach you about choices and responses as we determine our destiny. Have an awesome weekend. Bye-bye.